This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury, and this is Open for Business. Starting a food business, it's no mean feat, especially if you're running a one-man show, which is something that a lot of home chefs can relate to, you know, whether or not you're taking photos of your mouth-watering dishes to posting and promoting them online, not to mention the taking orders, the cooking, the packing, and sometimes even making the delivery arrangements. Home chefs can very quickly become slaves to their kitchen, and this was the case for Donovan Tan's wife. We'll be discussing more about that in a moment. So what we're talking about is a company called Neighbor Food, and they are a curated online marketplace for home-cooked meals by home chefs within their neighborhood. From their kitchen to your dining table, they're enabling home chefs in the neighborhood to earn an income from home whilst making delicious home-cooked meals. On the phone with me, I've got one of the co-founders of Neighbor Food, Donovan Tan. Welcome to the show, Donovan.
Hi, Richard. Glad to be on the show.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here, sir.
Thank you very much.
Now, tell me the backstory of this, then, because obviously I know who your wife is and I know what she bakes. I know she makes delicious cookies. So give me a bit of a backstory about this. Was that part of the problem that you wanted to solve so that you get to spend more time with your wife, perhaps?
Yes and no. my wife, during the first MCO, she was a makeup artist, but as you know, the MCO kind of wiped out her entire industry. So she started this baking business from home, started baking cookies for friends and for families. And it started to grow really, really fast. And she kind of really enjoyed the business, but she had a lot of problems handling the collection of payments, the delivery management, and even the online brand marketing. So I thought to myself that, hey, maybe this could be a place for me to come and help her to elevate her business.
Right.
Why not I come in, just start a website just to handle your problems. So what you can do is just focus on baking your cookies.
Interesting. Is your background in web development or anything?
My background, I used to be from the advertising side, but I've been in the e-commerce business for more than 10 years.
Right. That's interesting. And how did you... So there's not just you behind this, is there? There's a couple of other people involved.
Yes. I have my other two co-founders. One is Alan Han. He's the COO. And another, Aaron Wong. He's my CTO. Mm-hmm. So just a three-man crew right now.
Right. And so how did you three get together and decide to do this, you know... Talk me through the kind of steps that you were involved in and how it went from having a spark of an idea to, you know, a fully fledged website and you know, talk to me through that.
Well, as you know, for us being Malaysians, what we truly love is food. And during the first MCO, we started like ordering from Grab and Foodpanda, but after a while you get bored with those type of food. And we started exploring into Instagram and Facebook, and we realized there's a lot of home chefs, and I'll call them foodpreneurs in the market. So as you know how the algorithm works, when you follow one home chef and it starts feeding you more and more within the same category. And we thought to ourselves, hey, there seems to be a lot of this aspiring home chef in the Klang Valley.
Yeah.
And with the problem my wife is facing, I presume they would be facing the same problem as well. So we thought to ourselves, I think this could be a market that hasn't been tapped fully yet. And I see a great potential because the pandemic wasn't going to end so soon.
Yeah.
And then we just put our hearts into it and started building up this website.
And how long has the development of it taken?
We started talking, taking notes and talking about it since May. The official development started by July. End July. And it took up to, and we launched the website on in November 2020.
Right. So pretty quick movement then.
Yeah, we had to be fast.
And I assume the MCO kind of, you know, shaped your business model as well then.
Yes, definitely. And especially during the time when we launched, so a lot of cold calling was involved. Mm. And a lot of home chef was really skeptical. I mean, who are we and what can we offer them and right. stuff like that. But as the month carried on, we kind of gained more reputation from them.
Mm-hmm. And how exactly let's pull away the kind of smoke and mirrors then, because I suspect that if people are listening to this at home, and you know they are a home chef,
yeah,
you know, what's in it for you? How do you make money from this?
Okay, for us, because I believe that when the pandemic came, I believe it's a task for everybody to help everybody.
Right.
So for them to list the product on our website is entirely free.
Yeah.
What we charge from them is just a 20% commission on sales from Neighborhood.
Right.
So we give them a place to showcase their brand,
yeah.
Just a belonging in the online sphere.
Right. And so, if I'm looking at your website right now, in fact, I've got it open in front of me right now. And there's some very, very tasty looking stuff on there.
Yes, they are.
The kind of services that you're ordering, you're offering photography of the product. You're yes. helping out with the ordering and the payment systems. And are you helping out with delivery as well?
Yes, we are actually a partner with Mr. Speedy. So right. they handle our delivery entirely.
Yeah.
So everything is connected via our API system with them.
Yeah. And how complicated has this been to kind of, you know, build up from the ground? Is it like a white label thing, or has it been completely built, you know, from scratch?
I would say it's a hybrid.
Uh-huh.
So building up the website is not hard, but yeah. But customizing it to what Neighborhood offers was a bit tricky. So a lot of back-end programming and API was involved.
Yeah.
Because unlike normal other food delivery websites where they offer on-demand delivery,
mm.
one thing I know is that home chefs cannot afford to do on-demand. They right. need a bit of quality of life.
Yeah.
So one of our main pointers for home chefs to join us is that all our systems are based on pre-orders only. Just like right. how you order from Instagram. You want to order today, yeah. I won't get it today. Maybe yeah. like 2 days, 3 days down the road.
Yeah.
So a lot of during our early days of cold calling, I mean, they were a bit skeptical to take up the on-demand delivery. But mm-hmm. we told them, no, everything is pre-order. You just don't have to worry. You have your time to go do your marketing and prepare your food. And they're kind of like receptive towards it.
Right.
Yeah.
And what's the kind of feedback from your clients been like? You know, have they offered you suggestions, and how have you kind of incorporated them into your website?
Yes, they have. In terms of, we used to do like 5 days and 7 days delivery timeline. Mm. But after joining us for about 1 month, they say, hey, Don, I think I can do 3 days. So why not just shorten our pre-orders time to 3 days or even 1 day?
Mm-hmm.
So we are quite flexible as long as it helps them. And we're pretty happy about it.
And Donovan, has this become your full-time job now then?
No, this is my other business. But it's really interesting because I always had a great interest in the restaurant and food business, but as you know, it's not easy. So getting it digitalized, I think, is something interesting. You're kind of like touching a bit of it.
Mm. And that's something that I want to speak to you about when we come back after the break as well, the whole digitalization thing, you know, the movement to become digital.
Yes.
For some people, it's like, you know, swimming, and for other people, they just don't want to do it. But we'll talk about that in just a couple of seconds.
Definitely.
I'm on the phone with Donovan Tan. He's the co-founder of Neighborhood, and they are a curated online marketplace for home-cooked meals by home chefs within their neighborhood, from their kitchen to your dining table. We'll be right back after these messages. You're tuned in to Open for Business here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Better Finance Management. BFM 89.9.
B BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury. This is Enterprise, and of course, this is Open for Business. I'm on the phone line with Donovan Tan. He's the co-founder of Neighbor Food. They're a curated online marketplace for home-cooked meals by home chefs within their neighborhood, and helping to give them a brand identity, a place for listing their dishes. Neighbor Food aims to establish a reputation for home chefs and opening new doors of opportunity in the F&B industry. So, Donovan, earlier on, you were talking about you and your two colleagues getting together and getting it up and running from starting off, I think you said in November, something like, was that right?
Yes,
okay.
That's correct.
Now, websites are not free, Donovan, are they? And a business like this and the APIs involved in it, of course, are not free. How did you guys manage to get funding? Is this thing bootstrapped?
Everything self-funded ourselves.
Right.
So we believe that if you believe in the business, there's no harm putting your money into it and let it grow.
Skin in the game, right?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. And now, how many kind of businesses do you have on board roughly now? Do you know roughly?
So currently, we have about 46 merchants as of yesterday.
Oh.
Our goal was initially to target 50 merchants in a year. Yeah. But it looks like we're hitting our target really soon.
Yeah. Why don't you tell me a little bit, just for a second, imagine I'm selling something. What's your kind of pitch sound like?
Okay, I would tell you that you have a really great product, but normally you start that I will order from them just to try their food first.
Right. Yeah.
And from there, just to build the customer and client relationship with them.
Yeah.
And from then, I will start offer them, hey, would you like to get your food on board an online platform? Because what you have on social media, on Instagram and Facebook, is only so much you can do. With us, we are going to give you a website, a brand page, particularly, and we're also to make we are going to make your brand look sexy. And other than that, is I think what sets us apart is that we also give a lot of positive added benefits, such as food photography.
Yeah.
So that really generates the interest from the home chef, because most of them are taking their photos with just their phone. And you know, nowadays with the online food business and the pandemic, we tend to feast with our eyes first more than anything else.
Yes.
As long as it looks good, you're going to order it.
That's right. That's very true. And I found myself doing that an awful lot, you know, scrolling through. And like you say, once you like one home-cooked chef, oftentimes you'll get bombarded by a whole bunch of other ones, some looking yeah. better than the others. And that's the thing. How important do you think it is, and how much do you kind of press upon some of these people that it's important to brand yourself very well and have good photographs of your product? How important do you think that is?
I think it's very important. I think just it's as important as like educating them. Just like when I just launched Neighbor Food, we are a completely new startup. Mm. So the educating part and the branding sector is the toughest journey.
Mm.
Just like any home chef or any merchants, like even for my wife and the cookies, the first 6 months was the toughest, getting a brand out there, people to know who you are, people to try your food. But once you get attraction, slowly everything starts falling into place.
Mm. And obviously, you know, journeys like this are often not without bumps and mistakes and whatever. What have you kind of encountered along the way that perhaps you might have done differently, or what have you learned from the journey so far?
I think one of the biggest lessons we learned is that we didn't incorporate our API at the early stage.
Right.
So we started incorporating our API just completed about a month ago. So that kind of eased everything into automation.
Mm-hmm.
So before that, it was really, really havoc. People would like to just to make place an order, then my partner will have to key in the delivery and things like that, and mistakes do happen, human errors generally.
Of course.
But when AI comes into play, everything is like, oh, okay, that part is settled, I can focus on other stuff.
And of course, that actually leads on nicely to what I wanted to talk to you about, you know, the data as well. I mean, you know, data is digital gold nowadays.
Definitely.
And what have you kind of learned from the collection of data? I'm assuming you can see who's doing very well and what kind of products are doing very well in which specific area. What tends to sell, do you think, the best currently? What kind of products? Is it baked goods? Is it meals? Is it, you know, frozen goods? What does very well?
right now, baked goods, specialty and frozen goods are selling very well.
Mm.
When you talk about hot meals, I think those are the big boys are still dominating that sector.
Mm.
Because for instance, like say, I want to eat a nasi lemak. I won't actually pre-order it. I'll order it on the spot.
You want it right now?
Yeah, right now, correct.
Mm.
Frozen good has been picking up a lot of trend recently because I guess you've been in MCO too long. Everybody is starting to order different type of frozen goods, start cooking at home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you're right, though. I mean, the big boys, you can scroll through, you know, for a long time, and often that becomes a bit of a problem is that you tend to be spoilt for choice sometimes. Either that or you've tried everything.
Yeah, just like Netflix.
Yeah, absolutely, just like Netflix, yeah. And are you seeing, like, people coming on board on a daily basis in terms of merchants?
I think yes, in time. What we have seen is from November to now, we've seen that some merchants have started to, package their food into ready-to-eat.
Right.
So that is something new to them, and it's better because it gives them a longer shelf life.
Mm-hmm. I mean, is this something you're excited to be behind now? Because it's definitely making a change. I mean, it's ruffling some feathers. Some of the big boys have had their hands on things for such a long time that I think, you know, stuff like this is a great idea to put other products out there. And how do the merchants benefit? Not just in terms of, you're helping with their photographs, you're helping out with promotions. In what are they better off financially with you guys?
I would say they would think neighborhood as an extension to their arm.
Right.
So yes, you can go on, just do as you do daily in running your business, but just think as neighborhood as an extension to give you a wider reach in the internet sphere.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, they are pretty happy. They're pretty happy about that. And we tend to play a lot with our creatives and memes for them to give them some proper advertising.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've seen you've been featured in Hype, the New Straits Times, the Malaysian Reserve, KL Lifestyle. You know, you guys know how to get your name out there. That's certainly true.
Thank you.
And is that because of your kind of e-commerce and your marketing background?
Yes, definitely.
And having friends in all the right places, I assume.
Yeah, I believe that's a good, that will help tremendously.
And so how do you intend to grow this then over the next, you know, few months, couple of years? What's your intention with it?
By hitting the 1 year mark, we do have plans to go for a seed funding.
Mm.
One of our future plans for neighborhood is that we plan to make it into an app.
Right.
Yeah, because right now, if we were self-funded to run it, to develop an app from scratch, it costs a lot of money.
Yeah, they're not cheap.
Yeah, and we were not sure what neighborhood would become. It's still a growing baby.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say come 1 year, we've hit our 50 merchants, and yeah, the traction is there. Yeah, why not? Let's go for funding and see what we can take it to the next level.
Right. Does it worry you, though, that, and this is a hypothetical question, I suppose, you know, when things kind of get back to normal, quote unquote, after the pandemic, that fewer people will start ordering from home? Or do you think this kind of trend is here to stay now?
To me personally, I think this trend is going to be here to stay. Because like I always tell myself and my partners and even my family that, you see, like, given this dire time that we're in right now, we've been given a lot of time. So it's an opportunity for one to explore their capability and discover new talents. And they will always try, and you never know what your outcome could be. So let's say if you're doing this home chef market and it's doing well, why not keep on doing it? It's just a part-time job, but it's still a secondary income.
Yeah.
And best of all, is everything's by pre-order. So let's say pandemic is over and you have a day job and you can't do the pre-orders 3 days, but I can do it on a weekend. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen people and spoken to people who pre-pandemic were, you know, big high flyers. They've since decided to give up that job and become either Grab drivers and, you know, delivery drivers and, you know, home cook chefs. And this is not because they've been forced to do it. You know, this is because they've found that they prefer having that time and, you know, that time at home with their families.
Correct.
And
it's very true.
I assume that this is the kind of discussion at some point which led to the creation of Neighbor Food, right?
Yes, definitely. I mean, if you look at down the road, I think work from home is going to be here to stay. Mm. Flexibility of time, as long you get your things done. So yeah, it'd be good.
Donovan, thank you very much for spending the time talking with me today.
You're welcome.
Where can people find out more information about Neighbor Food? What's the website address?
Just go to www.neighborfood.com. NeighborFood.com.
Thank you very much for your time today. That was Donovan. He is the co-founder of Neighbor Food, Donovan Tan. They are curated online marketplace for home-cooked meals by home-cooked chefs within their neighborhood, from their kitchen to your dining table. You've been tuned in to Open for Business here on Enterprise on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.